how is it working with Kurt Franklin? I know when I met him, he was one of the most humble, down-to-earth persons that I've ever met. Your thought on Kurt Franklin?
You know, Kurt Franklin is as great as a writer as he is, and I certainly believe that he's one of the most prolific, you know, gospel songwriters of all time. As successful, you know, of a gospel artist as he is, and he certainly is, you know, just by sheer record sales, he is one of the most successful gospel artists of all time, if not the most successful. But what even eclipses, you know, his anointing, his ability to write songs and to, you know, record, you know, music that really speaks right into people's hearts and their situations is his humility. And that's what's been the most shocking to me, not as though I expected him to be arrogant, but I understand by watching Kirk Franklin what it means to be intentional about staying humble, you know, because sometimes, you know, we just think, oh, you know, it's just something, you know, that God put in your heart and, you know, but really you have to be intentional about staying low before God. And that's not always an easy thing when people are buying millions of your albums, which people have done for Kirk Franklin. You know, when people are constantly telling you how blessed they've been by your ministry, when tens of thousands of people are showing up for your tours. But something that he told me that will probably never leave me, he said, Jeff, glory is fleeting. He said, never chase the glory of the people, never pursue the praises of the people, because they can be shouting your name today, and then tomorrow nobody's calling you, you know, nobody wants you to sing at their church. And so, you know, you always have to chase and pursue the glory of God, even in the midst of the praises of the people, because that feels real good, you know, for people to be calling your name. But you always got to remember what the main thing is, and I really believe that God has continued to just shower blessings on Kirk Franklin, you know, because of that heart, you know, because he has made a decision to remain low and to remain humble before God, even in the midst of God elevating him. And that's why I think God continues to elevate him.
Let's talk about some of the songs on the album. What's your take?
Really, you know, when you've been sitting with a body of work and when, you know, you've really connected to the songs in a way because God has really done the work, you know, it's so hard to choose. But I would say that my favorite to perform is probably Kingdom. You know, that song is just so fun. You know, there's so much energy, so much vibrancy. You know, that's the song that, you know, whenever I get to do it, there's always such a great reaction, you know, from the audience, you know, because, you know, we're just having fun, you know, we're churching, you know, we're just celebrating God, you know, and we're celebrating the work that he's called us to do, you know. So I certainly hope that song is a motivation to people, you know, not just because the song feels good or sounds good, you know, but truly because the message is something that we need. You know, we can't stop. You know, we have to keep going. We have to keep progressing because our goal has to be to bring his kingdom down to earth.
Jeffrey Golden is our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight. Jeffrey, how can you be reached?
Folks can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jeffrey D. Golden. And I'll just spell it out. That's Jeffrey, GEOFFREYD Golden.
You made a return to Sunday Best. How was that?
Wow. You know, that was so fun. All the winners, you know, we all got to, you know, come together. We sang One More Chance with Ricky Dillard. And, you know, we just had just a great time fellowshipping, you know, just, you know, getting to know one another better, you know, really just getting to celebrate what God has done through Sunday Best, you know. And I just definitely implore people to continue to support the platform of Sunday Best, you know, because I believe that God continues to do great things through that, you know, through that platform, not just for artists, but I believe that the gospel community is enriched, you know, when, you know, when some folks you would have never heard of, you know, when they have a chance and, you know, and you can really see what God is doing in certain regions. You know, for instance, Cleveland, you know, we don't get a whole lot of love, you know, but just for people to see, you know, that, you know, there's some great stuff coming out of our city, you know, and I'm so excited, you know, just for people to kind of be exposed to that, even through what God has done through me, you know. So I'm hoping that people will continue to support Sunday Best.
Jeffrey Golden just dropped his first album, Kingdom Live. Jeffrey, thanks for your time inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
I just want to say just thank you so much for supporting my ministry. Thank you for watching on Sunday Best, and thank you for supporting Kingdom Live. It really, really, really means the world to me. You know that there are so many people who are cheering me on, and you know, I just ask that that you just continue to pray for me.
Jeffrey Golden, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you so much.